You're listening to Charisma News Podcast. I'm Jeff Strauss, and I'm on location for a special episode of the 115th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival. I'm here with Pastor Caleb Cooper of Caleb Cooper Ministries, and we're here to talk about it, that story, in just a moment.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Hi, this is Jeff Struss with Charisma News Podcast, and I'm here with Caleb Cooper on location at the historic Bonnie Bray House, the birthplace of the Azusa Street Revival. Caleb Cooper is here to help commemorate the 115th anniversary, and he's crying out for a fresh move of God in our day. Pastor Caleb, thanks so much for being on the podcast. Tell our listeners, why are you here, and what are you believing God for?
Hey, listen, April 9th, 1906, we're here to commemorate the greatest move of God that ever hit this nation. 700 million to 800 million Christians today draw their spiritual connection to what happened at the Bonnie Bray House in 1906. And so we're here just to simply go into the home. We've been praying and contending for God to just move in a supernatural way across America. We know that America needs a move of God like never before, but we know that the nations of the earth must be marked by the same fires of Holy Ghost that happened in Acts chapter 2. And so that's why we're here. We like to come once a year when it works out. My children, ages 6 and 9, we like to bring them in and carry on that legacy from generations to come, that God has stamped this nation with one of the greatest moves of God the earth has ever seen. We choose this year, 115th year anniversary, to make sure we celebrate, commemorate, but also contend for this move of God to shake the nations of the earth again.
And I totally feel that. Just walking inside of the house, I mean, there is an abiding presence of the Holy Ghost, but it's not something that we're just building a memorial to what God did. There's a fresh faith that's in the atmosphere for a new move of God today. Am I right?
Absolutely. When we were inside the home, we had the opportunity to hear some of the testimonies, and we don't have the time to go through those, but still today, you know, even like in 1906, when the fire of God fell on this home, we're hearing stories. And in 2002, same thing happened where the fire department showed up and had to recognize there must have been something supernatural in the home. Many stories we heard today as we sat in here and we're contending for this move of God. And so rest assured, God is still moving. We're not here just to recognize some type of museum or monument. We're here to see a movement shake this great nation for the glory of God. And so I'm excited to be here with Jeff as we're contending together for God to not only pour out his spirit in Los Angeles and across California, but also America and the nations of the earth.
Now, Pastor, there's an event that's happening the next few days. Could you just tell our listeners what you're doing and how they could see the broadcast or listen to what's happening?
Absolutely. Starting April 9th, again, the 115th year anniversary, there's something called Azusa Fest, led by Apostle Fred and Wilma Berry. And so they've invited me to be one of the speakers tomorrow night, April 9th, on the exact 115th anniversary. Also tomorrow night, Sean Foyt will be receiving the William J. Seymour Award, which is given every year through the Azusa Street Mission, Apostle Fred and Wilma Berry. And then the following day, from noon till 6 o'clock Saturday, there'll be evangelistic things happening, worship taking place. And so 2 days, April 9th, April 10th, to commemorate 115th year anniversary, Azusa Fest 2021. We'd love to see you come. It'll be broadcasted online. I believe YouTube, Apostle Fred and Wilma Berry, you'll be able to find it there. But we'd love to have you on site, in person, contending for sustainable revival and transforming awakening to hit this great nation.
Come on, amen. I know that you're speaking into the heart cry of Christians around the country. We need a fresh move of God. And this house stands as a reminder. What God has done in the past, he can certainly do it again. So we join and we make that our prayer. Do it again, Lord, in Jesus' name. You've been listening to another episode of Charisma News Podcast. I'm Jeff Struss. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast to never miss an episode. God bless.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.